If you had to guess the most common vertebrate on the planet, you might say deer or squirrels, maybe mice or factory farm chicken, even humans? It's natural that our first guess would be another creature that lives like us. Human scientists are terrestrial. We live on land. We think Earth first. Something familiar, something we see all the time. But it's not. The most abundant vertebrate on Earth is a fish, a bony little deep ocean fish just a few inches long. It emits light in the depths where it lives, capturing prey with the needlepoint jaws that earned it its name, bristlemouth. There are 13 species of this type of fish. The bristlemouth fish has been relatively unknown to science, despite its truly mind-boggling population numbers. The figure for bristlemouths is estimated at hundreds of trillions, and perhaps quadrillions, or thousands of trillions. That's 15 zeros. And scientists think that still might be an understatement. By comparison, there are a mere 24 billion chickens on Earth, approximately 14 billion rats, and around 7 billion of us humans. And we think we're a big deal. From Antarctica to Southern California to the Mediterranean and Indian Ocean, no matter where marine biologists sample in the deep ocean, they've hauled up bristlemouths. Lots of wriggling, snaggle-toothed bristlemouths, in shades of tan to transparent. It's not surprising, really. The sunless, mesopelagic depths of the ocean are, in the words of New York Times science writer William Broad, the Earth's main biosphere. But it still catches us by surprise because we don't live there. If you're a fish, the most action, and 95% of the biomass, happens between 650 and 3,000 feet below the ocean's surface. It's stunning that the most abundant vertebrate on our planet would be incognito. We've had blinders on because bristlemouth fish thrive in an environment that, until recently, has been difficult for us to study. The first living bristlemouths were discovered in the 1930s. Now that we have better dive equipment, sonar, and increased deep-sea exploration technologies, we're getting better at knowing our most populous neighbors, though there's still a lot we don't know. Bristlemouth are also called lightfish because they, like many deep-sea species, communicate, hunt, and camouflage in the darkness by means of bioluminescent light, using specialized light-emitting organs. They hunt for small, shrimp-like creatures called copepods and in turn are hunted by fangfish and dragonfish. They change gender, too, beginning life as a male and transforming to a female. Bristlemouth may also comprise the largest vertebrate migration in the ocean. They rise through the water column to surface waters to feed on drifting plankton by night, then swim deeper by day. By doing so, they capture large quantities of carbon and release it into the deep waters much faster than any other organism. This feeding behavior transports organic matter, including carbon, from the surface to deep waters where it can be more readily used in deeper trophic food webs and biogeochemical cycles. Incredible. This little deep-sea fish has had a big impact. We humans were the ones in the dark. We have a great deal to learn about the sea, and especially about the denizens of its deep. To learn more about the bristlemouth fish and how deep life is currently being surveyed and mapped, visit aqua.org/ablueview. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, whose mission is to inspire conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.